Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up? It's Mike. Of course, it's Sunday, October 8th. Just a few days from Friday the 13th and a few weeks from Halloween, and I love it. And of course, I can't forget about October 22nd. The return of the Walking Dead. Yeah! Every time I see these freaking commercials, I'm like, oh, there's the tiger! There's Negan! There's Rick! There's freaking guns, explosions, motorcycles! There's Maggie and everybody, Daryl Dixon. So excited. Like, you know, Fear of the Walking Dead is good. It's like a really good appetizer. You're like, oh my God, that first course was so good, but I'm ready for the dinner. Bam! Return of the Walking Dead. But let's talk about Fear of the Walking Dead. This is the first episode after the 2-hour season premiere. It was called La Serpenta, or The Snake. Sunday, September 17th. As I'm looking through my notes here, man, I don't know how they did it in the beginning, because I don't know how they did it. My God, Madison and Walker and Victor having to crawl through the poop sewer. Oh man, because I looked at my wife, I was like, is that shit right there they're going through? She's like, yep. I was like, oh man, I thought it was just gonna be like in the beginning, like, oh, just hold your breath. Okay, we're good. No. And I thought they were just gonna have to walk through it. No, they were crawling. That's not very sanitizing. Oh, hell no. I hope nobody had any open cuts. Oh, but that was pretty gross. But they had to do it, right? They had to do it, people, because that was their way to the freaking dam. And man, I was feeling the tense situations in there with Walker getting pissed because Victor didn't know where he was going. It seemed like he was lost. And even Victor said he was lost. Oh, when Victor was like, I am lost. He's right. I was like, no, Victor, you're supposed to, you know what you're doing. But it all comes out. It all pays out together. But before it all pays out, they run into that freaking zombie. That stuck zombie. It was like that. It reminded me of the well zombie from The Walking Dead, right? But yeah, when Madison's like, give me a hatchet. And I was like, this chick here. And then she kills it. Then she chops its head off. And then she's just passing body parts. I mean, she's ruthless. I know in the last episode, I talked about her. And I'm still not a fan of hers. Because she's so selfish. But I guess, no. I just don't like her. I just don't like her. She's not a team player. And then she's not a great mother. Like, I don't know. I guess it's because she wants, she makes it very clear and like lets everybody know that she like, I'm looking out for my kids. But when it comes down to the kids, she doesn't really guide them that way. I don't know. I think she's hiding more crap. She's hiding more crap and I don't like her. But she does do her job and she gets that freaking giant bubble zombie out of the thing. But dude, when she chopped and they're pulling the arm and all of a sudden the water comes, I was like, oh my God, that's more shit water. But they make it to the Zam, and freaking Victor almost gets shot by Daniel. Daniel's like, ah, I love it. I even have it here in my notes. Love Daniel and Victor's chemistry. Those two together, it's like the odd couple. But you know, and you know what, as much as Daniel left Strand to die, and as much as he was shooting him and he threatens, I don't know about y'all, am I the only one that you feel they do like each other? I don't know what it is. Like, Victor knows, like, I know you like me, I know you want to kill me, but you like me. And Daniel, it's, you know, like an old married couple. I don't know what it is, but I love their chemistry. I love it when they're in scenes together. I love the little wisecracks that Daniel always points and looks like, I'm watching you. I mean, it's just in front of everybody. Like, I think it's great. I enjoy seeing them together. I really liked the past episodes when they were together and Daniel's just pissed. And I'm telling you, it's like an old married couple, but great scenes together. But, you know, they finally get to the dam, right? And I don't know about y'all, but I mentioned it in the past. I don't trust that little helper guy that saved Daniel. Like, he made it very clear in this episode, right, that we're supposed to give the water to the people. Open the dams. Let all that water through. Now, really, truly, if you let all that water through, I'm assuming, I don't know about y'all, I'm not a dam worker. I've never worked in the water industry, but if you open those things, won't it flood out the towns, right? Like, or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But something tells me that it's not a good move. And then to let go of all that water, it's true, it'll dry up, right? But this guy, he's going to be a pain in the ass. I can already feel it. Because every time they show the camera on his face, you hear the evil governor music. Like, you know something's going to happen. Like, he's going to, like, right when he's dead, he's going to be like, and he's like, and then the things are going to open. I swear to God, if he does that, I'm going to be so pissed. Because I like him from Blood In, Blood Out. I like the actor. He's great. But his character, I want to choke out. And it's just like the writers, right? Because when we meet him for the first time, he saves Daniel. So all of us are like, oh, you're awesome. You saved Daniel. And then to take the beating that he did from Daniel, oh, you're awesome. But now he's evil. The writers, they get us to like him. And then, So I'm not trusting that dude at all. Let's see what else. What else is going on with this one? The water truck blows up. Best part of this episode, probably, right? Because you know that Victor has something to do with it. And even before that, you know, once again, Daniel and Victor together, and Daniel telling him, like, hey, if you can figure it out and it benefits both of us, I'll look the other way. But if it benefits you, I'm going to kill you. You'll be in my sights. I love it, because even when he's walking off, even when he walks off, Victor just kind of smiles, like, you like me. You like me, Daniel. And even Daniel stops in the distance. You see him, and he turns and looks. I don't know, but I saw his two fingers go to his eyes, like, I'm watching you. I'm watching. And then he goes off, and Victor's just grinning, smiling. I love these two together. So, the truck blows up. The Mexican people start coming up there. They're like, Queen of the Water, you must die. Whatever the hell they're saying. So that's chanting. It's just all hell's breaking loose. So, of course, Lola is forced to make a deal with Madison. Like, I'll give you guns for 10,000 gallons of water. And also, you got to bring Ophelia to the dam for Daniel. I don't know how that's going to come off, you know, because I don't know. But something tells me that Ophelia is going to feel bad for what she's done and her dad, but I don't know. I don't know. I think Daniel's going to forgive her. I mean, you could see it. Remember when freaking Walker was like, she saved all of us. She gained their trust, poisoned them. And Daniel was like, I didn't raise my woman, my girl, to be like that. And I really thought that Daniel was going to jump over that table and choke out Walker, but it didn't happen. But I think Daniel realizes because of that, she's survived. So, you know, it sucks how she's turned out maybe in his eyes, but she's survived and she's a fighter now. And she's starting to get on my good side because I'm not going to lie. I didn't have feelings of Ophelia in the beginning. I didn't think she was going to last. I put her up there with Alicia. But Alicia's just turning out to be a badass, and I love her. But Ophelia, even like when I first saw her and we saw her with the corn rolls and she was like hanging out, I was like, nah, I don't believe it. And I'm still, but she's starting to grow on me. Like that scene with her and Crazy Dog, we'll get to that later on. It's growing on me. She's growing on me. Like she's finally, but I bet anybody if she was a die, I wouldn't care. But as long as it doesn't mess up with Daniel, because Daniel's one of my favorite characters. Hands down, Daniel and Alicia are my favorite. And if I had to pick out of the two of Daniel and Alicia, I would probably go with Alicia. She's probably first. Daniel is close to second. I mean, first also, because I love them both. But Alicia is just, oh man, she's turning out to be such a badass. Just all around badass. Those are my two favorites. And then probably Victor. And then probably Nick so far, I think. Yeah. Madison, way down the bottom. If she were to die, I don't care. So that's going on with that, right? And then I think that was it, right? I mean, this episode was pretty much, I'm looking at my notes here. Madison tells, the ranch, Victor's, yeah, okay, we got that. Yeah, this was just, I'm looking at it. This was their episode. So good stuff, right? I'm not missing anything, right? Victor stands, I'm looking at my notes here. Madison stopped, Madison, and then Lufia is alive. Yeah, Walker and Daniel, Ophelia killed the ranch. Yeah, this is a good episode. Good stuff. Because... hands down, just Daniel's comments to Victor, and Victor just grinning and smiling. I loved it. Yeah, I love those two together. And I've already mentioned it like 10 times already, but you can tell I'm passionate about their friendship, as odd as it may be. So that is it. And of course, they make the deal, and then Madison and Victor drive off, and Victor admits that he's the one that you know, blew up the water truck. And who do they see walking down the street? Which I cannot believe this dude was going to walk back to the ranch. But they find Walker and they pick him up and they smile and everybody's happy. And now they're heading back to the ranch. Oh, man, in the ranch. Well, we'll get that to later. Get that in just a few. But yeah, this was the episode. I enjoyed it. Every episode, I'm feeling it. I'm liking it. And it's getting closer and closer and closer to the finale and closer to The Walking Dead. So if you want to hear past recaps, season one, season two, I believe, with my crew, all on my blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top, you'll see podcasts. And there's links to everything there. And my Twitter's there. My Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, all that good stuff is there as well. Make sure you swarm around iwatchmike.com. I was giving away stuff. Am I still giving away? Yeah, I think there's a movie premiere going on. Screening giveaway there. But anyways, just check that out when you get a chance. Shout out to my crew out there, Amy McCracken, thevro.com. Make sure you check out their blog. They actually share my show on there. And then, of course, the crew that isn't the crew right now because everybody is just being pulled into different directions. I'm the Alicia. I'm Alicia of the group. That's what it is. Jesus, thisfunctional.com. And he's doing his thing in Hollywood. He's like... who is Jesus of the characters? He's probably, maybe Victor Strand. And then you have me as Alicia, iwatchmike.com. And then you have Brancy from thevro.com. Plus, she's got her own YouTube channel, and she's putting out video content, so make sure you check that out. Find her. Brancy, I would have to say she is probably... she's probably going to kill me for this. Ophelia! And then Kristen... according to Kristen.com, you can check out her stuff. She is probably of the group. Troy. There it is. All right, people. That's it. Thanks for tuning in. And I've got more of the stuff coming along. This episode? I got one more? Is that what it is? No, two more. Two more episodes. And be caught up for tonight's episode of Fear of the Walking Dead. So that's it, people. Have a good one. I'll be right back and talk more Fear of the Walking Dead. Don't forget, available on iTunes, Audio Boom. Go to the blog, iwatchmike.com, on the top podcast. The links are right there. Peace!
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.